Previously, UW athletic policy was not to schedule any games with college teams that featured Native American names, nicknames, mascots, chants, or images. The school also observed the NCAA's list of banned schools that use Indian mascots in hostile or abusive ways. Walter Dickey, chair of the UW athletic board, says some colleges have revised their team identities.
Midwestern State University changed their name from Indians to Mustangs. Southeastern Oklahoma State changed their nickname from Savages to Savage Storm.
But the NCAA tweaked its policy recently, saying schools that had the endorsements of local Indian tribes were exempt from the ban list. The UW has just updated its own policy to reflect this, meaning the Badgers can play against the Florida State Seminoles, Mississippi College Choctaws, or Central Michigan Chippewas if they want. As for the University of North Dakota's Fighting Sioux, Dickey says they're playing on borrowed time.
They got an injunction keeping the NCAA from having them on the banned list. And just within the last month, they've reached an agreement with the NCAA that gives them 3 years to either get the Sioux Nation to agree to North Dakota using Fighting Sioux as their nickname, or they're to drop it.
Dickey says the Badgers have been playing the Fighting Sioux in ice hockey because of a UW policy making exceptions for traditional or conference opponents. He adds that could change depending on what happens with the UND and regional Sioux tribes. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.